Hello friends, this is Matt. This piece is titled Everybody Wants a Piece of You, because it's true. So, everybody wants a piece of you. Today, I went to the bank. I changed some things around to hopefully keep a more watchful eye on my finances, simplify things somewhat, and keep myself from having to double-check the various balances in the accounts in the dying hours of each month. I'm not great with finances, and that's more than a bit of an understatement. Like quite a few people I know, making more money has not solved my financial frustrations. A few years ago, we began to make some smarter decisions, installed Mint. It's a good start, but it's still very much an uphill battle for me. A few months ago, pre-Christmas, I remember sitting down to pay some ignored bills and being notified of yet another bill that came in while I was paying the others. Yeah, get in line, I spoke into the ether. Everybody, it seemed, wanted a piece of me. And the feeling like everybody wants a piece of you may be familiar. It certainly is for me. And it's by no means restricted to finances. What's true in one area is often mirrored elsewhere. It's when you're rushing to work and one of your kids says they feel sick and you can't find your keys. It's when you have loads of laundry to do because it's flu season and you need to change all the bedding and all the towels and suddenly the dryer stops working, which admittedly is marginally better than the washing machine not working. And actually happened to us. Things drying everywhere. It's ugly. It's when your money, your resources, your time, your attention, your affection, your wholeness is gone, and you don't know where it went. All you know is that everybody wants a piece of you. A friend of mine wants a piece. Not of me, particularly, but of anyone, everyone. My friend has just started up a new business doing something that he loves and has dreamed about doing for years. My friend imports coffee beans from all around the world, roasts them in small batches in his garage. He showed me his setup once. He has this large shelf that houses his equipment, and he lowers it on a pulley system he devised because there's not really room in the small garage for a coffee roasting setup 24/7. So he's pulling this up and pulling it down. It's really quite ingenuitive, but it's a side hustle. He regularly sets up shop at a local artisan market once a week to chat with customers and share his passion for each cup. Did I mention that he also works full-time, shift work, and that he's a father to a young child? Because he is, and he needs a piece. His wife also recently started out a new career, which means that both of them are in the unenviable position of trying to promote themselves, their product, and their services constantly. And so each of them is in the position of needing support from those around them and feeling like everybody needs a piece of them, too. And their story is actually not that unique. Is it any different from anyone with the courage to ask for support? Consider the coworker who needs to ask for help moving, or the friend hosting a Tupperware party to make some extra money, or even for myself asking for your time and attention to read or hear these words. We all need a piece of those around us, and we all often feel like everyone needs a piece of us. And so when everyone needs a piece of us, how do we possibly stay whole? And beyond that, how can we possibly have enough in us to give to those around us? Because the truth is, when you acknowledge that everyone wants a piece of you, you need to start making decisions about who gets what. There are more people, products, and companies out there that want a piece of you than you have pieces to give. You need to choose. Now, I know, this sounds exceedingly simple, but I don't think we do it well. I don't do it very well. I think we may hope of giving our attention, our energy, and our resources to those and that which matter most to us, but is that what we really do? When I turn on the computer, I may have the intentions of paying a bill, writing a journal entry, or working on schoolwork, which are all priorities for me, that I desire to spend my time and money on, or my time and energy on, but then I thoughtlessly open up Facebook or get lost in trying to say something clever on Twitter. I think we often spend our resources unaware, until we are left feeling utterly depleted and confused at where all the time, money, energy, whatever, has gone. We need to make smarter choices about what we give ourselves to, because we cannot give ourselves to everything and everyone. You can't do it all. Did you hear the last part? I'll say it again to both you and to myself. You can't do it all. Now, if you are feeling ragged, you have my compassion. I know what that feels like. If you are exhausted, pulled in 10 different directions all at once, I know how tiring that is. If you are an extremely busy person, if you're an extremely busy season of your life with little kids, long hours, and anxiety over the countless demands that everyone places upon you, I know, as much as one being can understand another, I understand what that feels like. But I also want you to know that no one will make it better for you. Now, if that seems a bit harsh, it's because it's intended to be. Even the very wise, very safe, very giving people in your life will only be able to lend you their hard-earned wisdom. But it will not help you from feeling run ragged, depleted, whispering into the ether, get in line. It's easy to get angry at the bill that comes in when you can least afford it, the job that constantly asks for more, the next invite from a friend who is selling something, the next email asking you to give, the small child who grabs you by the face and directs your attention where they want it. But this is life. There is no end of the requests on you. Yours is the job of resource management. Mine is the job of resource management. It is only natural that the child will desire your undivided attention. Only natural that an aid organization will send out requests for funds. Only natural that a good friend will want to tell you about some dream that they are pursuing. You have so much to give, but you also only have so much. And so you must choose. And one of the first things you have to choose is to care for yourself. As often as you need, as often as you can make happen, you are allowed to take care of yourself first, to have boundaries, to set aside something for yourself. Because we know what happens when you're run ragged and someone asks you for just one more thing, don't we? Maybe you do it, but it's resentfully. Maybe you shut down. Maybe you yell at the kids. Maybe you put off the bills for one more day. This is the counterintuitive thing about self-care. Without it, what you can give to others is severely limited or tainted. What you do and who you are will be less than what it can be, less than who you can be. There is this common belief hanging in the air about self-care, that it is selfish, that we need to put others first. But that belief, unfortunately, doesn't acknowledge that we can only give out of what we have. When you're empty, depleted, resentful, you hold what very little you have left with clenched fists. When you feel that you have nothing left in you, you have nothing left for anyone else either. Your life is not a sprint. It is an endurance race. Some people sprint down the track not thinking of how to care for themselves over the long haul. Their bodies will exact their toll. A week, a month, a year later, you will see them on the sidelines, unwilling or unable to run the race that was set before. You are allowed to take time for yourself, to read a book, to listen to a podcast, to have a whole hot mug of coffee or tea uninterrupted, to go for a walk, to go out with the guys, with the girls, with a dog, with a good friend or a new acquaintance. You are also allowed to do the less fun things that make your life easier. Set up a menu plan, use the slow cooker, set up online banking and automatic deposits. Go to the gym. Some people would put this in the fun list, but I've never understood those people. You are allowed, permitted, encouraged, cheered on, instructed, commanded to do whatever fills you up, and then give yourself freely and intentionally to those and that which matter most. Because everybody wants a piece of you, and you have so much to give. Well, that's it, friends. Thank you so much for listening. This is a lot of fun to write and you're not a part already, check out our Facebook group. Search Facebook for Something From Everything. It's a little group where we just post when I've got a new blog post, but I'm also starting to just kind of share some resources, try to get some conversation going there around some of the same topics about how we make meaning in our lives. All that fun stuff, big stuff. All right, I hope you have a wonderful day, and again, thank you.